Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making an intro in Ableton Live 12 that doesn't just set the scene, it sets up a proper reload. We're aiming for that jungle and old-school DNB energy where the intro feels gritty, alive, and a little dangerous. So when the drop lands, it really feels earned. The big idea here is simple. Distortion in the intro should have a job. Not just make it dirty, but give it more edge, more size, or more urgency. That's what creates tension. And in DNB, tension is everything. If the intro feels too clean, the drop won't hit as hard. If it's too noisy, you lose clarity and the whole thing stops feeling powerful. So we're going to find that sweet spot where the intro sounds rough, but still controlled enough for mastering. Start by sketching the arrangement before you process anything heavily. Think in 8 bars or 16 bars. For an old-school jungle feel, 8 bars can work really well. For something darker and more modern, 16 bars gives you more room to build pressure. A good starting shape is atmosphere and break fragments first, then a bass tease and more density in the middle, and finally a stop, cut, or rewind style moment right before the drop. That last moment is important. The silence or near silence before the drop is often what makes the drop feel massive. Now build the drum pad from a break. Load in a classic break or a break style loop and keep it editable. If needed, slice it to a MIDI track so you can reprogram the hits. That's a very DNB friendly move because the groove lives in the details. You can also layer a kick and snare underneath if the break needs more weight. Before you add distortion, get the gain staging right. If the break is already hot, pull it down a bit first so the distortion reacts musically instead of just clipping badly. On the drum group, start shaping the tone gently. An EQ cut below around 30 to 40 Hz can clean up useless rumble. Then a little drum bus can add movement and punch. Keep the drive modest at first, maybe around 5 to 15%, and use crunch lightly unless you specifically want a harsher texture. If the break needs more body, a touch of boom can help, but be careful because we still need headroom for the mastering stage. Then add a glue compressor if needed, but keep it subtle. We want the break glued together, not flattened. Around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is usually enough to hold things together without killing the groove. Now comes the fun part, the distortion chain. Put saturator first for controlled harmonic thickening. Turn soft clip on and start with a few dB of drive, maybe plus 3 to plus 8. Match the output so you're judging tone, not just loudness. After that, use drum bus to bring out transient bite and extra grit. If you want a heavier edge, you can add overdrive or even roar for more character. Then finish with a EQ8 to clean up any ugly resonances, especially in the upper mids where harshness can build fast. A really good teacher move here is to think in layers, not one giant chain. A clean break, a gritty duplicate, and a filtered bass whisper often sound bigger than one overcooked track. You might even try parallel distortion. Put the dry break on one chain and a distorted version on another. Then blend the dirty chain in quietly, maybe 15 to 40%. That keeps the intro punchy and lets the original transient stay alive. This is especially useful if you want that warehouse rave roughness without destroying the drum shape. Now add the bass tease. Don't reveal the full sub yet. Use a separate bass track with a reese, growl, or short sustained note pattern. Keep it simple. One note, maybe two, with space between phrases. That's enough to hint at what's coming. Process the bass with EQ8 if it's too heavy down low, and make sure the true sub stays mostly clean and mono. You can distort the mid-range part of the bass more than the sub, which gives you presence without muddying the intro. A low-pass or band-pass filter can help the bass speak in a more teasing way. Open the filter gradually across the intro so it feels like the sound is moving closer to the listener. That sense of approach is what really sells the tension. Use automation to create lift. Slowly increase the saturator drive over the intro. Push drum bus transients a bit more in the final two bars. Open the auto filter cutoff slightly toward the end, then snap it shut before the drop. Even tiny moves can make a huge difference. In jungle and old school DNB, a little roughness is a good thing. You do not need to polish every edge off. Sometimes a bit of grit makes the intro feel more authentic and sample-based. Let's talk about the rewind energy itself. A rewind-worthy intro usually isn't just about the rewind sound effect. It's about escalation, then sudden contrast. You build energy, then remove it. You can do this with a snare roll that gets more distorted, a reversed cymbal, a pitch-down vocal stab, a crowd hit, or a chopped break fragment. Then, right before the drop, cut everything hard. Even one or two 16th note gaps can be more powerful than a huge fill. DNB loves negative space. That little gap makes the crowd lean in. A great arrangement trick is to let the intro breathe in phrases. For example, Let the break dominate the first couple of bars. Then bring in a bass hit on the offbeat. Pull it back out again. Repeat that idea with more distortion or more filter movement in the next phrase. That call and response feeling is very jungle. It sounds like the drums and bass are talking to each other, and the listener gets caught in the conversation. Keep an eye on the upper mids while you're doing this. That 2 to 5 kHz range can get spiky very quickly, especially with distorted breaks. If the intro starts to feel fatiguing, tame that zone before you reduce the overall drive. Also watch the 200 to 800 Hz area, because that's where a lot of old school character lives. Too much there and it turns boxy. Just enough, and it sounds tuned and heavy. From a mastering point of view, treat the intro like it already matters. Keep the low end mono using utility. Check your sub and harmonics with spectrum. Avoid letting kick and sub both slam hard at the same time in the intro. Leave headroom so the drop can hit harder later. The intro should feel exciting, but it should not consume all the space in the track before the main event even arrives. Once the idea is working, print the best moments. Freeze and flatten, or resample, the most exciting one or two bars to a new track. Then you can chop it, reverse it, pitch it slightly, or use it as a transition fill. This is a really effective way to make the intro feel custom instead of loop-based. It also opens up new arrangement possibilities, especially if you want that damaged break texture that sounds like it came from a battered rave tape or a hardcore sampler. If you want to push this further, try a fake-out before the drop. Make it feel like the drop is about to land, then strip everything back for a beat or a bar. Then bring in one final sharp hit, stab, or distorted break fragment. That kind of move is deadly in old-school inspired material because it creates a proper reload moment without relying on a giant modern riser. Here's the core lesson to remember: distortion sounds best when it has a purpose. Use it to give the intro more edge, more size, or more urgency. Build in layers. Keep the sub under control. Automate your movement. Leave space for the drop. And above all, make the intro feel inevitable, like the tune is loading up for impact. For a quick practice pass, build an 8-bar intro with a break, a saturator, and drum bus on the drum group. Automate the drive from about +3 dB to +7 dB across the section. Add a simple bass tease with operator or wavy-table, filter it, and let it open a little in the second half. Then cut everything hard before the drop, and leave a tiny moment of silence or a reversed hit. Listen back at low volume and medium volume. If you immediately want the drop, you're on the right track. So remember, in jungle and old school DNB, the intro is not just the warm-up, it's the pressure before the reload. Make it gritty, make it controlled, and make it feel like something serious is about to happen.